This is QXC 95.6. I'm your host, Daniel, and today we're going to be talking about a very interesting research done at the University of British Columbia. Imagine if there was a drug that could cure tuberculosis. This is what the researchers at the Thompson Lab at UBC are currently working to accomplish. We spoke to Dr. Santiago Ramon Garcias, an expert in this field, who has been working with the TB bacteria for about 6 years, to discuss his work.
My name is Santiago Ramon. I work at the Life Science Institute in the Dr. Charles Thompson Laboratory, and we do research on tuberculosis.
Dr. Garcias explains that currently, there are two methods for treating a TB patient. The first form of treatment is easier for a patient to handle, but if they become resistant to it, they have to take a harsher second set of drugs. The second line of drugs are less effective, more toxic, and take more time to treat TB. Therefore, we need a new effective therapy that is less toxic and decreases the treatment time drastically. A combination of drugs is more effective than a single drug because a single drug is just not good enough. It needs other helpers to enhance its activity. The right combination of drugs will work as a team of relay racers, working together towards winning the race. For the team to win, every player has to be present and do their part. Dr. Garcias is looking for that winning combination. So, Dr. Garcias, why are you trying to combine existing drugs instead of just developing a new drug?
So our idea is that, it's estimated more or less that it takes an average of 15 years and $800 million to develop one drug, to go from the bench to the patient. So it's a very, very long process.
And this process is essentially a hurdle race. It's costly and time-consuming. This is why Dr. Garcia's team decided to take a shortcut and find a combination of drugs that already exist on the market.
We wanted to do kind of a shortcut too, because we need TB drugs now. So we are trying to take another approach. And the approach is using drugs that are already approved for human use. So if we can find combinations of drugs that are effective, because they are already approved for human use and you have a lot of safety data and toxicity data and efficacy data that is already out there, we can move faster. So instead of being 15 years, we hope that we can cut down to 5-7 years, and obviously way less money.
This research paves the way to find other treatments because the current treatment is not completely effective for everyone. Dr. Garcias, with the current research and outgoing studies, do you see a cure for TB in the next 10 years?
The current treatment is effective. You can cure TB 91% of the cases, 90% of the cases, but it still takes 6 months of therapy. And it's not only, even if you find your magic bullet, that is that one drug, one day, boom, tuberculosis is out, you still need to have socio-economical conditions to actually deliver it. Another point is that we are not focusing on it. Tuberculosis is you have to attack tuberculosis from lots of different angles. We focus here on developing new drug therapies.
So even if new drugs are developed through these findings, there needs to be a way to deliver these drugs within a feasible budget and develop a logical way for the drug to be administered into the body. This is also another problem future researchers will have to deal with once a cure is discovered. It is clear that the work being done is very innovative and tests new ideas. It also opens many doors for other researchers who are also exploring TB treatments. The most important idea to take away from this is that we know combinational drugs work. We can greatly reduce the amount of time it takes for new TB treatments to go on the market through this research. It is Dr. Garcia's hope, along with many other researchers, that more research and awareness will be raised for TB. And through these research, more TB patients will have a brighter future. This podcast was made possible by Daniel Liao, Ashla Jha, Marian Goharin, and Tony Hui. Special thanks to Dr. Santiago Ramon Garcias for the interview, and Jackie and Robin for podcast feedbacks.